Well, sure is a nice day out there today. Nice and sunny. Crazy how weather can change like that, isn't it? A couple Sundays ago, I left my windows down because it was hot when I got here. Had a wet seat when I got back outside. Rain came out of nowhere. Nature's funny that way. It can change real quick. And some scary things come out of nature. One of the scariest acts of nature to me is a tornado. I've never been the victim of one. I've never even seen one in person. I really don't want to. But the thought of them terrifies me. Whenever there's a strong thunderstorm that blows in late at night, I have a hard time going to sleep. Constantly looking at the weather radar and hoping that those red and yellow spots on that radar pass me by, go around. But the truth of the matter is those radars give false hope. Because they're nothing but a scientific guess. They may be a well-calculated guess, but they're just a prediction all the same. Yet we cling to those weather channels and to those radars like a security blanket and realize we're in for a sleepless night because we just can't seem to sleep in the storm. Let me ask you and give yourself an honest answer. Can you say that you've lived a life completely free of stress? A life where worry has never crept into your thoughts late at night, where anxiety didn't sneak up on you in the middle of the day, where fear never whispered doubts into your heart? Has there ever been a season, not just a day or two, but an actual good stretch of time where these things didn't bother you or touch you at least once? If you have, if you can truthfully say that you've lived a life untouched by stress and unshaken by worry, untouched by fear or anxiety, then I genuinely commend your faith. That kind of trust is a rare and beautiful thing. But as for me, I can't say that. I can't stand up here today and pretend that I've never faced storms. I can't say that the winds of life have never made me feel like I was going to be knocked overboard, or that waves haven't risen so high that I felt like I may drown beneath them. I've known what it feels like to lay at night, awake, unable to sleep because of the pressure in life. And I've known what it is to feel like the storm is louder than the voice of God. I've felt fear and I've carried stress. And I've wrestled with anxiety and I've been haunted by worry. And I believe if we're all honest, most of us would say the same thing. But the thing I've learned through it all is experiencing these feelings. It doesn't mean that your faith is broken. It doesn't mean that God has left you. It simply means that you're human. It means that you're in a boat like the disciples were, and they were being tossed about and they were unsure of what was coming next. And just like them, we may cry out at times, "Lord, don't you care? Don't you care that I'm failing, that I'm falling? Don't you care that I'm perishing?" We may ask these questions, but what we often forget is even though Jesus may be silent sometimes, he's never absent. He may be asleep, but he's always in control. What do I mean when I say he's asleep? Jesus is always awake. Right? He's always ready to step in and remove those hardships from our life. Is he? In Mark chapter 4, we see Jesus speaking to his disciples and also to a large crowd that had gathered by the sea, teaching them with parables. When Jesus was finished speaking, he told his disciples that they were going to be crossing over the sea to the opposite shore. And while they were on that boat crossing the sea, a great storm came out of nowhere, and the wind was so strong that the apostles just knew their boat was going to be destroyed. They knew that this would be certain death. And the disciples looked at Jesus, their teacher, their Lord, and he laid at the stern of the boat sleeping. In chapter 4, verse 37, "And a great windstorm arose, and the waves were breaking into the boat, so that the boat was already filling. but he was in the stern, asleep on the cushion. And they woke him and said to him, Teacher, do you not care that we're perishing? His apostles, Jesus' close companions and his dear friends, they were absolutely terrified that this was going to be their end, that they had faced their final storm, and that Jesus was asleep through it all. If only Jesus would awake, all can be well. If only he wasn't sleeping, we'd have no need to worry. How can he sleep in the storm? See, fear had caused the disciples' faith to falter, their trust to waver, their confidence in God's will was shaken. See, the disciples' worry was a result of forgetting God's providence. In Matthew chapter 6 and verse 30, it says, But if God so clothes the grass of the field, will he not much more clothe you, O you of little faith? Here in Matthew 6, we're reminded of God's provision and care for all of his creation, even for something as seemingly insignificant as the grass of the field. If God takes such care in providing for the simple things of nature, how much more will he provide for us? Jesus' apostles in that boat forgot this. And in that moment of uncertainty, they forgot who was in control. Meanwhile, Jesus is fast asleep. While all the others are panicking, while the storm is thrashing around them, while the rest of the world seems to be in absolute chaos, he was fast asleep. Jesus' calm posture, being asleep in the storm, demonstrates his complete trust in the Father and his authority over creation. Philippians chapter 4, starting in verse 6. Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God which surpasses all understanding will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. See, Jesus lived out this peace, modeling perfect faith. Now let's look what happens next back in Mark chapter 4 and verse 39. And he awoke and he rebuked the wind and said to the sea, Peace, be still. And the wind ceased, and there was a great calm. All of the thrashing, all of the danger, and all of the chaos immediately stopped. With just those words, Peace, be still. The storm ceased. The waves settled. The wind calmed, and all was still. And how did Jesus react to the apostles? Did he turn to the apostles and say, Well done. You were right to wake me. You were right to be scared. You were right in fearing the storm. No, that's not what he said. It was quite the opposite. In Mark 4, verse 40, immediately after calming the storm, Jesus says, Why are you so afraid? Have you still no faith? Jesus is saying to him, What are you scared of? Do you still not believe in who I am, that I and the Father are one, that I am the creator and the destroyer and the calmer of storms, and I'm here with you? Sometimes we just have to ride out the storm. We have to persevere over the trials in our lives. That doesn't mean that we're all alone. The most severe storms that life can throw at us, the fiercest tornadoes, the angriest hurricanes, can all be silenced with just a few words, from a mere thought, from God. And that doesn't stop at natural disasters. No, we have all faced storms. We face the disasters of this world. The wickedness and the unfairness, the darkness of this world are always swirling about us. And you may feel sometimes that God is asleep, that he's asleep and we just need him to wake up and save us. And where is our faith in moments like that? What we end up praying for is for God to wake up and to calm these storms, to make them stop, to make everything peaceful and still. But what we really should be praying for is the courage and the steadfastness to overcome the storm and to persevere through the trials. Because if there's one thing that we know, is that more storms are going to come. Let's look at John chapter 16 and verse 33. This is where Jesus is speaking to his disciples just after his arrest and right before his arrest and crucifixion. He's been preparing them for the sorrow and the confusion and the persecution that they're about to face. In verse 33, it says, "I have said these things to you, that in me you may have peace. In the world you will have tribulation, but take heart, I have overcome the world." So let's break that down. It says, "I have said these things to you." And Jesus just finished teaching and warning his disciples about what was to come, including their scattering and the challenges that they would face following him. "That in me you may have peace." The peace Jesus offers isn't based on outward circumstances. It's an inner calm, an assurance rooted in knowing him. Even when everything falls apart, those who are in Christ can have true peace because he's unshakable. "In the world, you will have tribulation." Jesus doesn't sugarcoat it. He tells them plainly that trouble and suffering and hardships are part of life in this sinful world. And following him does not exclude us from that pain. "But take heart, I have overcome the world." And there's the comfort. Jesus has already conquered the world. Not just through his resurrection, but through his victory over sin and death. That means no matter what the world throws at us, we can face it with courage, knowing that we're on the side of the overcomer. In short, Jesus is saying, yes, life's going to be hard, but I've already won. So trust in me and you'll have peace even in the storm. If Jesus could sleep in the storm, well, maybe we can learn to do that too. To rest in the fact that God's in control. Not because the storm isn't real, but because he is real and he is there. Hebrews chapter 13 and verse 5 tells us, we're told, "I will never leave you nor forsake you." Let that promise anchor you. Let that truth be the cushion on which you rest in the storm. Maybe the waves haven't stopped yet, and maybe you're still soaked and scared and clinging to the side of the boat. But know that you're not alone. He is with you and he is always in control. If there's a storm that you're facing in your life, if you're currently being tossed about and to the point you feel that you may drown, well, we're all here to pray with you and for you, that God will give you the strength to press on through the storm and to have that peace to know that he is with you and that someday the calm will come if you can only ride it out. If you're caught up in the storms of temptation and desire and you've fallen out of your vessel, remember that Jesus is in the boat ready to pull you back up out of the waves if you'll just reach up and take his hand, just as he did with Peter, who walked on the water only to stumble in his faith and then fall into the ocean. Jesus pulled him back up just as he'll be there for you. Will you put your faith in God today? Will you face the storm ahead of you, knowing that he's in control no matter the outcome? If you need prayers of the brethren here, if you need to be baptized for remission of your sins, or if you need help, won't you come forward now as we stand and sing?